This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
All right, and away we go on a very, very, very warm, hot, sticky, humid, disgusting Friday afternoon in the nation's capital and probably beyond, wherever you might be tuning in. Team 980, Odyssey app, as well, now live and available on iHeartRadio and TuneIn. Good to have you with us as we end out the week on this July 11th, 2015. Mad Max doing double duty.
Double duty, baby.
Another paycheck for Mad Max. I mean, it's not enough to get seven from major league teams, dumb major league teams, including the Nationals. But he insists on not working for free. We have to pay him.
That's right.
Pay him the big bucks. Cowboy B is along the way on the other side. You as well at 301-230-0980. 301-230-0980. A couple of things right off the start before we get into the meat of the show. First of all, we will do something a little bit different for us, but not entirely different, I guess. At 2:35 this afternoon, with the Major League Baseball draft coming up starting Sunday night, yes, the Nationals 1-1 on the clock, but you know it goes beyond, obviously, just Sunday night and that pick. We're going to be joined by George Mason outfielder, James Quinn Irons, who is expected to get drafted in the first couple of rounds of the draft this weekend. So we will talk to him. He was at the Combine, grew up in Reston, Virginia, attended South Lakes High School. So we will talk to him about what he's feeling in anticipation of finding out where potentially his new baseball home will be. So that'll be an hour and a half or so, right kind of like smack dab halfway through the middle of the show. So we'll talk a little Nats, a little MLB draft in the 2 o'clock hour. And again, that'll be centered around James Quinn Irons from George Mason University, who again is expected to get drafted early on this weekend in the Major League Baseball draft. Also, I just saw this. And, you know, I'm watching the men's semifinal on at Wimbledon on the television. And you got Novak Djokovic, you got Jannik Sinner, right? And they're going at it. And it looks like another really, really hot day. We'll get you all the details on that coming up. But I just saw this. For you tennis fans that are in this area, Venus Williams is going to make an appearance at the DC Mumbadala Open that Mark Ein runs. How about that?
What a gift.
45 years old, she accepted a wild card invitation to play in a singles match. She's, again, of course, you know, world famous Venus Williams sisters, seven-time Grand Slam champion. She's 45. 45. and she's been inactive. I think the last match she had was over a year ago. So that's cool, right? I mean, one last turn. One last time, I would presume. She hasn't played tennis in an official match since the Miami Open in 2024. She said in a statement released by the tournament, there's something truly special about D.C. The energy, the fans, the history. The city has always shown me so much love, and I can't wait to compete there again. So that's cool. That's great for Mark Iron, great for the D.C. Open, great for tennis fans that get into that particular match. That's awesome. And, you know, I would say for me, the biggest problem with that tournament in terms of going to it for me has always been that training camp starts right around that. And it's just really hard to find any available time between the radio show, training camp, so on and so forth. But I am definitely going to try and get out there. I was at the U.S. Open last September, Labor Day weekend. It was a great experience. I saw Djokovic. As we mentioned, he's playing right now in the men's semifinals. And dealing with, it looks like, an injury right now as I kind of look up and see what's going on there. But, I mean, I like tennis. I know my colleague, my compatriot, Kevin Sheehan. I didn't know this about Coach Sheehan, that he is totally out on tennis. I was listening to the show today on the Odyssey app. Tuned in a little bit late, so I was a little bit behind, but I heard the entire first, hour of the show, and he turned it into a great show topic and a lot of interesting calls and a lot of interesting opinions and all that. I didn't realize my guy Kevin was that out on tennis, number one, and also on the NBA regular season. That was interesting to hear. That was very interesting to hear. I did not realize that. I knew he was a big golf guy. I knew that. I didn't realize he used to be such a big tennis fan and now has virtually no interest in it.
I wouldn't say virtually, because like he
made it pretty clear. He said, I made a golf date on Sunday morning. He's like, I didn't even think that it was breakfast at Wimbledon.
Well, that's true. And it's also, I feel like this feels like a later Wimbledon than as of late. I feel like it's always around like 4th of July weekend, not the week after, but it's besides the point.
Well, no, it doesn't finish up. I don't think it ever finishes up 4th of July weekend, but it did run over 4th of July weekend.
It's true. But yeah, so the topic we kind of got into was like, what sports that you used to like absolutely love that you have just kind of fallen out of or don't exactly have time for anymore. And I think that's what kind of the category it falls under, because like Kevin and I have talked, like as Wimbledon's been going on, and we've been keeping up with it, and Kevin more so than I have. But at the same time, I think it's just kind of things you don't have as much time for anymore,
right.
As opposed to things you just downright.
I mean, he did add that as a caveat. I took that as the caveat, not the main course.
Mm-hmm.
It almost, and maybe I needed to listen closer, it almost came across to me as, yes, that could be a reason why. And I know there's a lot of people that just don't have time. Like, I gotta be honest with you. I grew up with a guy on Long Island. Name is Jim. One of my best friends. Just
shout
saw him
Jim.
2 weeks ago. What'd you say?
Shout out, Jim.
Shout out to Jim. He was a monster sports fan. Monster sports fan. Everything Yankees, Knicks.
Oh, so he was a monster.
Giants. He was always huge into Penn State, the Steelers,
speaking of
Pennsylvania,
monsters.
All that, right? So I just saw him 2 weeks ago. He took me and my son out for Tyler's birthday, and we were talking at lunch, and I knew some of this. He said, Chris, it's like I haven't watched an NBA game in probably 7 or 8 years. He's like, and you know what? He's like, I've maybe watched 1 or 2 Yankees games over the last 3 or 4 years.
Wow.
And I'm like, what?
Life, man.
And he's like, yeah. And he's like, and here's the rub. His daughter is 18 going on 19. She's away at college. He's only got one kid. He's got a full-time job, but he works from home 3 days a week. I don't know why the drop-off. So I asked him, I said, what do you do with all your time? Because I wouldn't know what to do with myself if sports wasn't on, right?
Oh, yeah.
I'm not a movie guy. I'm not a sitcom guy. I like the news and all that. I like documentaries and all that. But I
can't believe this man just said he likes the news.
Well, I do. I mean, I'm interested. I'm interested in learning. And he said what he does, and he was a history major. So he's always been fascinated by reading and maps and geography and history and studying wars and all that stuff. He said, that's what I do every night. He goes, I go into my office. I don't have a TV. I surf the web. I watch videos. I read. I study. I learn. He said, that's what I do. I have no interest in the Yankees anymore, no interest in baseball anymore. I haven't watched an NBA game in 7 or 8 years. And when Kevin started talking about that, when you started talking about it this morning, I thought about that. I said, am I going to be like that when I stop doing this job? Because make no mistake about it. I understand it's a fun job, but it is a job. Okay,
yeah,
it's
absolutely
a very time-consuming job.
Very.
And the way I feel this week, I'm going to be lucky if I make it to 52, never mind 65. If I'm 65, if I'm 70 and I'm retired and I'm not doing this job anymore, am I going to be so out on sports? Sports! Everything! Am I going to be so out that I have no clue what's going on in the world of sports? Not just one sport. All sports, most sports, because that's how my buddy basically is, with the exception of Penn State football, which is his passion, the Steelers. He'll watch an occasional Giants game, he said, and that's about it, right? Am I going to be that way? Am I going to be what Kevin was trying to describe this morning? I heard you say, well, I grew up big Nationals fan, you know, when I was a younger kid, but now it's a little harder. It's 162 games. There's no superstars. I think that ebbs and flows.
For sure.
And what I mean by that is you're not as big into baseball right now because the product sucks here.
Facts.
Number one, let's start with that. Number two, yes, there are young stars, but
get juiced up for James Wood.
Yeah, but you don't feel like it's going to lead to anywhere because you have no faith, no
faith whatsoever
that they
keep him or Mackenzie Gore or anybody like that. Yeah,
exactly. So I can see your perspective, Max, and I can see your love for baseball or your interest in baseball coming back.
Yeah, I'm playing a lot of MLB The Show,
and maybe that will help. Maybe that does help. I don't know. I'm not sure what effect that has.
Keeps me informed.
I don't play video games, but I can see it coming back. Whereas when I heard Kevin talking about how he has virtually no interest in Wimbledon and or tennis as a whole, and he said something that struck me. He said he had been to the U.S. Open like 6 or 7 times, and he thought it was great. And he used to watch all the matches until 2 o'clock in the morning. He says, I'm never going back again. And I'm like, that's kind of interesting.
It is.
Like, that's kind of weird. Because I will say this. Everybody knows I'm a huge hockey fan, right? I can't see myself never being interested in hockey. I could easily see myself when I step away from the microphone, whenever that is, and hopefully it's not like because of some other reason, it's just because I want to.
That ain't happening while I'm around.
Yeah, but I could see myself never watching basketball again. I could see that. It's just not my thing, right?
Yeah.
But I would have a hard time not watching hockey, football, baseball. And actually, I've gotten more into tennis as I've gotten older. I've gotten more into tennis as I've gotten more sophisticated, if you will, at least, or I feel I'm more sophisticated. Maybe I'm wrong on that, but I've got more into it. I tell you what, I have less and less interest in every year is golf. Not only NBA and college hoops, but golf. Yeah, just virtually no interest.
Yeah.
You know, I have to fake it, honestly. You know, I have to just and because I know I don't have to talk about it a lot, I probably just kind of casually might check in on it. But, you know, what was the last major? The U.S. Open?
Yeah, and the Scottish Open, I believe, is coming up, or is this weekend.
Well, the Open Championship.
Sure, yeah.
It used to be called the British Open, but now it's just the Open Championship for us Royal Brits.
Yeah, it's next weekend.
Like, Steve Zabin can get up at 3 o'clock in the morning. I'm not getting up at 3 o'clock in the morning to watch the Open Championship.
Zabes is a completely different
Zabes is a nut job. That's what he is. But anyway, the point being is, I find myself more and more involved and more interested in tennis. That's not to say that I'm watching every match, every round, every hour, every day. But inevitably, one way or the other, I always see some part of the action, whether it's here, whether it's at home, whether it's highlights, whether it's on Twitter, whatever it might be, I always see some part of the action, and I'm following it, but I'm not avidly following it, I guess, if that makes sense. And because of that, and because of getting to the U.S. Open for the first time in my life last year, I've got to find a way to get to the Mumbai City Open. I've got to, especially, again, if Venus is coming back, right? That makes it a little bit more of a special feel. Mark Ein does a tremendous job with that tournament. He's been on the show or on the station a number of times with the Junkies, with Kevin, what have you.
In the last week?
Yeah, and he's done a tremendous job turning that thing around. I got to go.
I'm sure can find a way to get you in there.
All right. We are going to take a timeout, stay sort of on schedule here. When we come back, an ESPN analyst, not very kind to the Commanders offseason. Not very kind. We'll tell you who, what, why, where. Next on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. We're also available on iHeartRadio. And tune in.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
All right, good to have you with us. 24 minutes after the hour on a Friday. Limping to the end of the finish line here. Before I get it into the show, Max, if you've been struggling with stomach issues all week, let's just put it that way.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think it's a smart idea to eat a bunch of leftover salad and a leftover piece of sausage?
Probably not.
Yeah. I wish I would have thought about
foresight.
That before I did that because, well, it was it's not a pretty night last night. It was not a pretty night. Yeah, without giving too many details, without grossing anybody out.
I'm so excited to hear about all of this.
Yeah, I'll just say this. I mean, we're all adults here. I don't know if I've ever thrown up more in my life.
Oh my God.
I mean, it was gross. It was disgusting. And as a result, I didn't eat anything from, you know, roughly 5:30 yesterday afternoon on the way home until on my way back in today when I had a half a banana and a couple of crackers. And maybe I had a couple of sips of water. And I have just felt like off, like something is going, I have no idea what it is. I don't know if it's just my medicines. I don't know if it's something that I've eaten a couple of times that kind of triggered me. If anybody's got any solutions other than the obvious, go to the doctor, which is what everybody tells me. And the doctor is not going to be able to tell me anything. If anybody's got any secret solutions, I would appreciate it.
I got one.
What's that? Don't eat. Don't drink. Don't get out of bed.
It's go to the doctor.
Thanks. Thanks, Max.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Appreciate it.
Always have to help.
It's weird, though, because like I don't feel like I have a stomach flu. It's just like occasionally you get like
just bubbly.
This like not great feeling in your body and your stomach, and you just, you know.
I don't know, man. I think your body might be trying to tell you something.
Well, it's probably telling me that 51 years of abuse is enough.
Well,
you know, that's what it's probably telling me. I mean, I try.
It's true.
But I mean, not everybody can be, you know, as handsome and as debonair as you, Max.
Trust me, I was not comparing anybody to me or my physique because I got to work on some things myself.
You're a charming devil. That's what you are. All right. Anyway, if anybody's got some secret like home recipes or anything like that, that's what I'm kind of looking for. I'm not looking for 20 tweets of go to the doctor. I know I should go to the doctor.
Let's make that 50, guys.
Yeah, please. Let's not. Send it to @SnacksAmes.
You can add me in there. Just make
WrestleMania621. No, don't add you in there.
@WrestleMania621 on X and Twitter.
Send it directly to while you're at it, send it to @Nell_BTP.
You throw all three of us in there. Why not?
No, get rid of me.
No, send WrestleMania621 is the most important in all of this.
No. Anyway, now I got to get on with the show. So Seth Walder of ESPN, I know some people hold some of these ESPN guys like Bill Barnwell and Seth Walder and Mina Kimes in just super high regard. I don't. Sorry. They're fine. They're okay. They're members of the media. They do some good work. I agree with some of the stuff they do. I don't agree with some of the stuff they do. I don't think they're as great as, you know, as great as some propagate them to be and think that they walk on water or anything like that. So let me start with that. So Seth Walder, who does mostly analytics for ESPN and, you know, again, a heavy concentration in the NFL, I don't know if he does anything more than the NFL, but I know he does mostly the NFL. And it might just be the NFL. he did this team by team breakdown of the team's offseason. And, you know, again, it's from an analytics perspective, right? Because that's his background. And basically it's titled 2025 NFL offseason grades, draft, trades, more moves by team, right? And because we're approaching training camp, and because, of course, the draft and free agency mostly is behind, and obviously that could change as we close in officially on camp here in the next week or so, and as we go through camp, things certainly can change. And, you know, he talks about grading teams on all of these different components, right? He doesn't specifically say anything from an analytics perspective, but that is his expertise, right? So what was interesting was he mentioned that the Rams, right? The Rams got the number one grade this offseason, an A for retaining Matthew Stafford. They got a first-round pick in a stupid draft day trade for James Pierce with Atlanta, another dumb move that the Falcons made. And they did a couple of other things, and he wrote about them. So they get an A, right? And the San Francisco 49ers, their division mates, who a lot of people are thinking, oh, boy, this is the end for John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan, he gave them an A-. They got the long-term deal done with Brock Purdy. They brought back Robert Saleh, who we talked about last week. They didn't really make any bad moves in his eyes. And then he talked about some other things. He talked about trading Deebo Samuel, but it being a year too late. And, of course, Deebo Samuel went to the Washington Commanders. He says Samuel's production has declined, recorded only 670 receiving yards, 1.8 yards per route run in 2024. He mentions he's always scored poorly in open and catch scores. That's an ESPN receiving track analytic. He said, which didn't matter his peak, because he essentially broke the yards after the catch score scale. But because of that declining and because of his injuries and because of some people think he's overweight and all that stuff, it's kind of leveled out to where he's just basically, in Seth Walder's opinion, and probably in a lot of people's opinion, just kind of an average receiver at this point. But Washington is counting on him to be more. Anyway, so sticking with Walder's top of the board grades, he gave a third NFC West team an A grade, but an A minus in the Arizona Cardinals. Remember, they signed Josh Sweat, who had the big Super Bowl from the Philadelphia Eagles, what have you. I'm going to skip ahead and just tell you quickly what he gave the Washington Commanders, right? I think he only gave one D letter grade so again, he's grading pretty favorably, right? It's not like he's sitting there going, oh, boy, you just had a terrible offseason. Not only do you not get an F, but you get like a G or whatever. The D letter grade was to the New Orleans Saints. And he points out that they got really lucky, and he's right, with Derek Carr's retirement. Boy, that, I mean, somehow, some way, that was a victory for them. And it was. And drafting Tyler Shuck, whatever, and just all of that. So he only gave one D-letter grade. So that means the Commanders weren't in that category. That's great, right? That's tremendous. The Cowboys got a C. We'll spend a little time on that. The Commanders also got a C. That's right. The Washington Commanders got a C. I'm going to tell you what his biggest move, the move he liked, the move he disliked, and the rest of the analysis on the other side. But a C for the Commanders offseason. That includes trades, free agency, and other moves. What letter grade would you give the Commanders this offseason as we approach training camp? If you think back, trades, free agency, the draft, whatever moves they've made since losing in the NFC Championship game. Is a C fair? Are you higher? Are you lower? I'll give you mine, and we'll get yours. And we'll tell you the reasonings why Seth Walder gave them a C in his eyes. Coming up next on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
All right, so Seth Walder of ESPN. I unlike others, I don't live in reverence to these guys. I just provide the data, the information. They obviously get huge paychecks from ESPN to crank out this information. It's just their perspective. It's just their opinion. It does not mean they're right. Gave the Commanders a C overall grade for this offseason. I ask you, what would be your overall grade at 301-230-0980? Or if you just want to tweet me, we'll get the as many of them on as we can at WrestleMania621. And again, please send your doctor suggestions to Linnell and to Max.
At WrestleMania621.
Anyway, this is a good bit, but it's getting, maybe I should probably bury the bit. Anyway, at Snacks Ames is where you want to really focus your attention.
WrestleMania 61.
So the Commanders got a C from Seth Walder of ESPN, and it seemed like he gave a bunch of C's out. Again, in the interest of not wanting to really give out D's and F's, and they only gave out one D, and that's to the New Orleans Saints, who suck as an organization and will always suck as an organization and have been the worst managed franchise from a salary cap perspective in 10 years, which always, again, proves, unlike some of my friends who believe you can do whatever you want with the salary cap, that no, you can't, because you wind up being in 7-9 hell every year. But anyway, nevertheless, the Commanders got a C. Fine. Average. Okay. I was Mr. C when I was in high school, okay? A little bit better in college as the years went along, but...
They get degrees, man.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. C is not something you should really be proud of. So
no, of course
what,
not.
What he said was the biggest move was trading for Laremy Tunsil. I don't think anybody would disagree with that, right? That's the big splash move of the offseason, right?
I mean, yeah, probably.
I mean, I'm Deebo Samuel is not a bigger addition than Laremy Tunsil. Javon Kinlaw is not a bigger addition than Laremy Tunsil.
Yeah, I mean, Deebo would be the only other thing that you could kind of argue, I feel like. Unless you want to, you know, make the argument that Jalen Lane's going to change everything on the special teams, but I don't think that that's going to be the most impactful
right.
this season.
Well, and again, impactful can be different than biggest.
Yeah.
But a guy like Jalen Lane, I got to see it first, man. I've seen so many of these guys come in with so much hype and so much hope and so much promise, and everybody gets in a lather, and then when the games and the bullets fly for real, they do diddly poo. Right?
That's why we watch. That's why we have training camp.
I'm not trying to be mean, but even beyond training camp and even beyond the preseason games, right?
For sure.
I mean, we've seen it all. All right, so anyway, he says the biggest move is trading for offensive tackle Laremy Tunsil. Again, hard to argue with that. The move he liked, releasing Jonathan Allen. That was a move that I didn't love because I think Jonathan Allen is still a more productive and consistent player than Daron Payne, but I understood completely because of the massive salary cap implications. It was much, much, much easier to get rid of Jonathan Allen than it was Daron Payne. And Daron Payne does have more probably potential than Jonathan Allen, but Jonathan Allen is more steady, more consistent. That being said, that was the move he liked. The move he disliked was the first move they made in free agency, signing Javon Kinlaw. And I remember, and I've told this story a bunch of times, we were sitting out in the bullpen. I think it was... Max, maybe you were there. I can't remember. I know Drabby was there. And maybe Linnell. I can't remember. But it was like 12:15, 15 minutes into the unofficial signing period, and the report emerged. Javon Kinlaw, Commanders, 3 years, $45 million. $30 million guaranteed. And the first thing I thought was, oh, like, okay. I totally kind of expected Javon Kinlaw. 3 years, $45 million, what are we doing? And that's somewhat, and I immediately tweeted that out. And I immediately said that. And that's pretty much everyone else's reaction since signing Javon Kinlaw. Now listen, we all understand salaries are out of whack. We all understand that this was not signing Albert Haynesworth to a $100 million deal in 2009. We got it. We all understand, like, you're going to pay more in free agency. We all do. I think we do. But there are still some deals that seem fair and some deals that don't seem fair or right or appropriate. And this one still, quite honestly, doesn't feel fair, right, or appropriate. And maybe and hopefully we'll all be proven wrong. And Javon Kinlaw be an absolute animal. But for now, not a lot of people like that move, including, again, Seth Walder. So here's what he wrote. He said, even if Washington overachieved in the playoffs, which I don't think anybody can deny, he said, it still is in the enviable situation of having a franchise quarterback on a rookie deal, so it makes sense to push the chips in, which is what it did. Their biggest move was a bold trade of a third and seventh round picks, a future second round pick, and a swap of fourth round picks for Tunsil. The irony of the trade was that Houston badly needed offensive line help, and the Commanders didn't have to upgrade. Brandon Coleman posted above average pass block and run block win rates as a rookie last season, but Tunsil's a high-end pass blocker despite leading all players in penalties last season. He said, at 30 years old, Tunsil could have plenty left. His current contract is good value, as it requires the Commanders to pay him $21.35 million in each of the next two seasons. We know he's going to be asking for a new contract at some point. We just don't know if he's going to get it here. We presume he might get it, but we don't know for sure. Then the Commanders also... I sprinkled in a little bit of my own analysis there. He didn't say that, Walder. He said, Walder said, after adding tackle Josh Connerly Jr. in the first round of the draft, the Commanders have options. Coleman, Connerly, or Andrew Wiley, last season's right tackle, could all feasibly start. Guard could be an option for whomever doesn't start at tackle. Washington ranked 9th in win block pass block win rate last season and should expect it to be better in 2025. He said the trade for Deebo Samuel was a move that I was less of a fan of the more I thought about it. The Commanders dealt a fifth-round pick and will pay $17.5 million for Samuel, who's 29, coming off a rough 2024, in which he recorded 670 receiving yards and a career-low 37 overall score in their ESPN-based player-tracking receiving scores. And he goes on and on. He talks about signing Kinlaw to a three-year deal averaging $15 million with $30 million fully guaranteed, which I said was a head-scratcher. Kinlaw has largely disappointed since being drafted in the first round in 2020. Even with having a career season in 2024, this is a clear overpay. And by the way, a career season doesn't mean stopping the run. It means as a sacker. Yeah, what do you have, like 5.5 sacks or whatever it was last year with the Jets, with a very talented defense? He said, I was good with the Commanders cutting Allen, but paying Kinlaw this much to replace him doesn't make sense. He said the Commanders made a slew of smaller deals with older veterans, including bringing back Bobby Wagner, bringing in Jonathan Jones, Dietrich Wise Jr. Wagner has back for 1 year for $9 million as a future Hall of Famer, but I worry about the Commanders are pushing their luck, relying on him again at age 35. And I think that's fair. He didn't mention Zach Ertz, but that's another one of those one-year deals. Okay, he's not going to mention everybody. Basically, what he's saying is they had an average offseason, right? That's what a C grade, and that's what you probably take away from that analysis. I think they had better than a C grade, a true C grade. What I can't decide, quite honestly, is if I should go as high as a B minus. I lean more towards a C plus. And the reason why I lean more towards a C plus than a than a C, but I'm kind of stuck between a C plus and a B minus for whatever little gap that is I too, again, not a huge fan of the Kinlaw deal, but I really do like what they did in the secondary. I do think they're also going to very much improve their run defense, or at least I think noticeably improve their run defense. And, again, I think they improved their coverage in the secondary. Now, did they weaken their pass rush? Absolutely. And Walder, by the way, doesn't go into the Dante Fowler situation. He doesn't go into bringing back Noah Igbinoghene and whether Mikey Sanversville is going to play outside or inside. He does talk about Jonathan Jones. He doesn't talk about Trey Amos. I mean, obviously, he's not going to cover every transaction and every move they made. But I do think because they improved, I believe, their run defense, I do believe they improved their secondary. I do believe as long as Terry is here, they improved their wide receiver core, even though they lost a couple of guys. And I don't like losing Alamide Zaccheaus, but I don't mind losing Jamison Crowder and or De'Ami Brown. I do believe they are slightly better than average in terms of their offseason. I do believe they are a slightly better roster than when we last saw them. C plus for me, with the opportunity to perhaps be convinced into a B minus.
Yeah, B minus is kind of where I would find myself with this offseason. Like you said, I really like what they've done in the secondary. I think Trey Amos is a great addition. Jonathan Jones, I mean, he is going to kind of show Mikey Sanders still the way of the smaller kind of nickel corner. At least that's what I hope is going to happen. Another big thing, I think, on the offensive side of the ball is, I mean, you brought in Laramie, you brought in Deebo, you brought in all these kind of weapons that, and of course you lost, like you said, Zaccheaus, you lost Brown, you lost Jamison Crowder. But all at the same time, like, Jaden is going to take that next step. I think Luke McCaffrey, this is day 874 of waiting for Luke McCaffrey to break out, but I still think that, I mean, it's only year two for him. I was reading something. Ed McCaffrey had sat down and kind of talked about.
I saw that.
Yeah. So
and the picture, I mean, he looks buff for whatever that's worth.
He does look swole. And one thing Ed said is that they put Luke at all five wide receiver positions last year. So he's had experience everywhere. So no matter where you put him on the field, he'll be able to step in and hopefully kind of take a step up into that role. I think Jalen Lane, like, you can't really project rookies, but what Jalen Lane brings is the speed, and that's going to be paramount for this offense, like taking the top off, because you're still going to have Terry throughout this year because he's going to play unless something unthinkable happens. But at the same time, like, you're just, it adds just such another element to the offense that I think you're not going to, like, lose as much of with the outgoings of the on the offensive side of the ball. The offensive line is built up way bigger than it was last year. I think it's going to be healthier. It's deeper. So I B minus. I'm kind of talking myself more up into a B range, but I think B minus is where I'm going to stand pat.
All right, so B minus, pretty much set with the ability to go up to a B. I'm a C plus with the ability to go up to a B minus. Let's take some calls on this next. 301-230-0980. We're on the Team 980. We're streaming live on the Odyssey app, also on iHeartRadio. And tune in. Stay with us. All right, I tell you what, to be fair to everybody and to give everybody a fair chance here, we're not going to be able to take a quick call here. Again, we'll just be too late for the top of the hour, and we have to squeeze you, so just hang tight. We'll get to you right after 2 o'clock. Don't forget, George Mason, outfielder and Major League Baseball draftee, potential Major League Baseball draftee, James Quinn Irons, will join us from George Mason University coming up just past 2:30 this afternoon as the MLB draft starts on Sunday night. Of course, the Nationals at 1-1 overall. He's a Reston, Virginia native, so talk to a local product, done well, and hopefully about to get his career started in with a Major League franchise. Who knows who that will be? So we will have all of that. Yannick Sinner has advanced to the Wimbledon final, beating Novak Djokovic at the All England Club on this Friday in the men's semifinal. So he will take on Carlos Alcaraz on Sunday morning.
Rematch on deck,
for
baby.
Breakfast at Wimbledon. There you go. There you go, Mr. Sinner, the number one seed. So not really a surprise. Again, we're talking about what letter grade would you give the Commanders offseason? Seth Walder of ESPN gave it a C. I gave it a C+. Mad Max, a B- with the ability to go up to a B. I should say I gave it a C+, with the ability to go up to a B-. Again, Walder gave it a C. He liked some things, didn't like a lot of things, so it seems. What letter grade do you give the Commanders' entire offseason? We will tackle that next on the Team 980. We're streaming live on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and tune in. You can also check out the full podcast of the show every day, every show, every hour, every segment on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And, of course, the easiest way is on the Odyssey app, right here on the Team 980.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.